On the second day of Advent, on the second Sunday of Advent, we are relighting the candle of hope. We all experience times of unrest, anxiety, worry, or the like. Living by the teachings of Jesus helps us to live as God wants us to live, which brings peace.
Hear these words of scripture from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
We light the second candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of this light, there is peace, for Christ is called the Prince of Peace. Christ's name is also Emmanuel, God with us. The presence of Christ with us can give us peace day by day.
Please bow your head in prayer with me. Eternal God, we thank you that through all the years you have given peace to your people. Help us to have your peace in our lives. We pray that in this Advent season, we may, by what we do, show your presence to the sick, to the hungry, and to the lonely, so that they too may know your peace. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Let's join together in singing the two verses of the Advent candles that's printed in the bulletin.
Decorations up in front of my home church, shepherds and the wise men and the hay. There's Joseph and his Mary looking down on heaven's birth, and the angels saying, don't you be afraid.
It makes me stop and think about how you showed up down here in a humble cradle made of nails and wood. You could have picked a palace, something more fit for a king, but then the story wouldn't be as good.
No, that story, it just wouldn't be as good. from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. That stable tells a story of the distance you will go. For the lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior. There's a star up in the sky that's calling all the least of thee. Come make your way to where your hope is found. But if I'm honest, some days I feel too far out of reach. But the manger reminds me love reached down. From the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. That stable tells a story of the distance you will go. For the lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior. Lying in a manger. Whoa. You were cradled by a manger. And just 33 years later, a rugged cross made from nails and wood. And as tears fill up my eyes, you didn't have to give your life. But the story, it wouldn't be as good.
That story, it just wouldn't be as good. From the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. That stable tells a story of the distance you will go. For the lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find a Savior lying in a manger. There's no sinner too far gone to find a Savior. There's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior lying in a manger.
Chosen me now. if a wiser one should have had my place, I'd offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong.
Mother, tonight is rocking. A cradle in Bethlehem. Lord, I know he's not.
this baby be the son of my love? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he shines again, how could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all how can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be this baby in my arms sleeping now so peacefully? How could it be? How could it be?
I invite you now to rise as you're able. Let's join together in song number 132, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Unless you're a child, and I invite children forward for a children's message. I have two questions for you this morning. The first one, what do you like the most about Christmas? Kennedy?
We're having a home alone night.
You're having a home alone night? All right. Ryan?
Getting to see the Polar Express.
Layla?
Presents.
Celebrating Jesus' birthday. Okay. Lainey?
Family.
All great answers. Second question. This Advent wreath, we lit last week the candle of today, what candle did we light? That's next week. No, that's 2 weeks. Peace? Did you say peace? Oh, you're supposed to say yes, I said peace. Today we lit the candle of peace.
On earth.
On earth. Peace on earth. You know that. And that's one of the tremendous reasons that God sent his son Jesus so that we can celebrate Christmas is because Jesus wants us to have peace in our hearts. Peace means that we are calm and we are assured. Peace means calm assurance that we know, because of the truth of the Bible, that Jesus is with us. So whenever something doesn't go right, when we may not get the Christmas present we expect, when we might be afraid of something, when we are not at peace, all we have to remember is Jesus is with us. And so we pray, Jesus, give us peace, so you may know his peace today. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the celebration of Christmas and the season of Advent. And Lord, we do pray for these children that they would know you and know your peace. In his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. We have seen a great light. We have come to worship the God of our salvation, born a child and yet a king.